From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, Wednesday met President Donald Trump at the White House. Mr. Trump expressed optimism the horrible killing in Syria can be stopped.
We're going to do very well with respect to Syria. I think things are happening that are really, really, really positive. We're going to stop the killing and the death. We had a very, very good meeting with Mr. Lavrov, and it was I thought it was very, very good.
The president said he underscored the need for Russia to rein in the Bashar al-Assad regime, as well as Iran and its proxies. Mr. Lavrov met earlier with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. He called both U.S. men people of action, describing their discussions as free of ideology, a reference to the previous Obama administration. The Russian diplomat said relations are beginning at a very low level, but added that they can and should contribute jointly to the settlement of many urgent global issues. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said Mr. Trump believes, on Syria at least, that's possible.
He clearly is confident that he can make some progress here, and that's basically what he was saying, that there are issues that the United States and Russia could get together on, possibly Iran, although mainly on Russian terms, and that will be a problem as well.
Mr. Lavrov said he believes the U.S. is interested in taking part in a Russian proposal to create four so-called de-escalation zones in Syria. The Libyan Coast Guard Wednesday intercepted hundreds of migrants jammed on a wooden boat and returned them to Tripoli after warning a ship preparing to take them to Europe. Coast Guard Colonel Bujela Omar said he received a distress call north of Sabratha, about 19 nautical miles from shore. The migrants numbered approximately 300. Libya has become the main departure point for migrants hoping to reach Europe by sea. This is VOA News.